entering a judgment-free zone. Oh, no, that's not true.
There will be some judging.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star Winner 2.5.
So a lot of us have lost our wedding ring, apparently. One in four men, one in seven women.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to hear your stories.
Yeah.
It's a stress, you know? You don't want to lose it for a lot of reasons.
Since
your spouse, yeah.
Since we started talking about it this morning, I keep taking mine on and off. I usually don't, but now all of a sudden I started.
This is how it happens.
I'm fidgeting with it more now.
Pretty soon you'll put it down, set it next to you, and we'll be telling your story tomorrow.
I don't want to.
280-1025. So, Cindy, how did your dad lose his?
When I was young, my grandma used to raise chickens, and we'd help butcher them. And, well, he was helping butcher them, and in the gutting process, somewhere the ring came off.
Just where you want to go look for it,
exactly.
Right?
Yep. And they did. They searched the bucket of chicken guts, but they never found it.
They never found it. See, I would search, too. You gotta.
Right.
But I really want to find it if I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But no luck, huh? Never did find it?
Never did find it. So somewhere in a gravel pit in Iowa, there's a wedding ring that was thrown away with the bucket of chicken guts.
I'm grabbing my shovel. No, I'm not. Not with the guts. Nope.
Thanks for the call. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
You threw away your ring?
I threw away my diamond.
You threw away your diamond.
Because that's the life you live.
Yeah, diamonds, I don't think that's
who needs them?
It doesn't come as any surprise to any of my friends or coworkers that I would throw away my diamond.
Okay. So why? What happened?
Well, we have two daughters, so there's always like loose rhinestones from gloves and hats and whatnot.
Sure.
And I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I see, oh, there's a loose rhinestone. So I pick it up with some other mail and garbage, and I throw it away. And then I'm sitting around in that evening, and my ring catches on something, and I look down, and it's just the studs. There's no diamond. And I say to my husband, oh, my God, I threw away my diamond. So we're digging through the garbage, you know, and looking for it, and we get out a flashlight just to see if it would glint off of it, and we found it.
You did?
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's impressive.
I know. It's amazing.
What relief.
Uh-huh. Huh?
Thanks for calling. You have a good one. Take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Connie.
Hello.
All right.
Good morning.
So your husband lost his ring?
I lost my ring.
You lost your ring. Okay. What happened?
I took it off in the middle of the night because it was bothering me. Set it above the bed. And the next morning, I see the dog up there, but I didn't think about it. And I assume she ate the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So my husband gets to flatten the poop bags for the next few days, checking for the ring. Well, this goes on for a few days. We don't find it.
Uh-huh.
So we think, do we need to take her to the doctor?
Right.
What do we need to do? And he's making the bed one morning and a few days later and says, is this a joke?
And
I'm like,
no.
What? And he shows me my ring is in the middle of the bed.
Wow.
Yeah, well, why check around the bed first when you can just flatten the poop, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Always.
I saw the dog. It had to be the dog.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.